Hey, y'all, welcome to an emergency edition of the Nolcast. This is your number one Florida State football podcast by far. We keep bringing you the news all the time. Today's episode will be fairly short because I'm not going to go over again the reasons why Jimbo Fisher left Florida State or why Florida State did not want him to come back, because we very thoroughly covered that, I feel like, in the last two full episodes that we did, including the one that we released this morning. However, I do want to talk about a couple things. Number one, how did this go down? We got a call this morning on Jimbo Fisher having resigned. We were told that Jimmy Sexton was in town. We actually were sent a photo of a guy that looks like Jimmy Sexton in Chick-fil-A on Tennessee Street, but couldn't actually confirm it was him. Got another call about the resignation. So that's two sources. Now, but my thought was, well, do we want to run that he's resigned? Yes, but the bigger thing is, will he coach the game this weekend? Because we were already reporting that he wouldn't return. It was just a question of when. We ultimately got that confirmation. We broke the story on Tomahawk Nation that he was resigning and that he would not coach the game against Louisiana Monroe. And we broke the news that Odell Higgins is going to be the interim head coach for this game and then also likely the bowl game. Since Florida State's not going to go to a very good bowl, it'll probably go to a bowl that is played in early December. A lot of really happy people over at the Moore Center right now, to be honest. I think you had a lot of people who no longer enjoyed working with Jimbo Fisher. That's a downside to giving a guy $40 million guaranteed and having him understand and fully appreciate that you, as a university, cannot afford to buy him out anytime soon. And when he knows that, he can act like a tyrant if he wants to, and oftentimes did. I'm not going to do this thing where we bash the coach relentlessly down the stretch. I will say, however, it is really good for Florida State to get out of one of the worst deals in college sports, especially just with how lopsided that contract was. I think Texas A&M is getting a really good head coach, by the way, a guy who lost his way at Florida State a little bit over the last maybe 30 months or so, and if he's able to reboot and restart at Texas A&M, I think he could do really great things. So certainly a good move for them, most likely. Florida State's players were not informed by Jimbo. They learned on social media. He met with him in a team meeting and apologized, according to our source who was in the team meeting. Apologized for not telling him first after promising him that he would. Now, of course, he says, I don't know how it got out, which is sort of a shot at maybe, hey, like, the people should have let me tell my players first. But at the same time, it was already known he was leaving, and he was not straight up with them on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's kind of on him as well. Florida State is now looking for a head coach. We had some funny moments today, including tracking the Christmas tree of Jimbo, which we did not go to his house to do, but the Tallahassee Democrat did. Thought that was pretty funny. And, I'm 3 minutes in. I feel like I've almost covered all this. We had some questions. Do I think Jimbo actually wanted to go to Texas A&M? I'm still not sure about that. I think that he was very conflicted once the Auburn thing was very clear he was not going to open up. But 10 years and $75 million is a really, really good thing. If they're able to get even more money into the kids' first fund, then I think it's an absolutely great thing. And I think it could be really great for both parties. Let's be forward-looking with this. Florida State recruiting is about to get better because after talking to some people associated with the program today, they had the booster board call at 3 o'clock. That was a locked conference call number, by the way. If media tell you that they were able to get on that, I very much doubt it. However, talking to a source, names were not discussed on the call. However, I was told that the timetable would be happening very quickly. Florida State has retained, and I believe this actually happened earlier in the week, a search helper or search firm or whatever you want to call that to find their next head coach. However, I think the list that they are looking at is quite small. And the reason I say that is because people in the know are telling me this is going to get done quickly. It needs to get done quickly because there's no real people to wait for. I don't think Florida State's looking at anybody who's going to be in the college ball playoff. You know, maybe some assistant coaches who could be coming or perhaps coaching in conference championship games this weekend, but that's yet to be seen. I think your top two targets at this point are indeed Willie Taggart of Oregon, formerly of USF and Western Kentucky, and then also Justin Fuente of Virginia Tech. And I was asked earlier today on a radio show, if you could bet on it, would you take Willie Taggart or the field? And I said I would take Willie Taggart. I expect, If I have to guess, I believe Willie Taggart will be the next head coach of Florida State. And we've been talking about Willie Taggart for a while when you know, Ingram and I were just kind of shooting the breeze back in September. Hey, if Jimbo did actually leave, when we were talking about the craziness of the Jimbo rumors back in early September, who would you want? I said, I think I would want Willie Taggart. He's a young coach. He's dynamic. One of the best recruiters in the entire country. I mean, kicks Lawrence Dawsey's butt recruiting in Tampa, by the way. I mean, he's beaten him on several kids. You know, that's just not acceptable for Florida State. And then to get him, he's a Florida native, a big-time Florida State fan. That could be really, really good. I'm sure they'll vet people. I know they've already been vetting some. We already reported last night that they've already run the background check on Taggart. I think this is going to happen very quickly. I also think it has to happen quickly, because if you're Willie Taggart, you have to be very concerned about some big public dog and pony show that gets dragged out. That can't happen, because if for some reason you didn't get the job, it's very hard to go back to Oregon and recruit. So I don't think that this is going to drag on that long. I think Florida State's going to have a head coach. It would not surprise me if this happens within 3 or 4 days, to be perfectly honest. Jimmy Sexton was in town today. He reps a lot of guys. He also reps Willie Taggart. It would not surprise me if that was discussed with President John Thrasher. I'm not entirely sure if it was. It may have just been entirely a Jimbo Fisher conversation. I was not in the room. But Fisher wanted to coach this ballgame. Florida State absolutely did not want him to, and ultimately he does not get to. As far as names I'm hearing that will be going to Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher, I believe Director of Football Operations Mark Robinson will be going. I think you probably see Damian Craig follow him. I think Tim Brewster makes a lot of sense to take to Houston with him to Texas A&M, because he recruits the Houston area so well. Tim Brewster got Marvin Wilson for FSU. He also, back in the day, got Vince Young for the Longhorns. So that'll be probably a valuable asset. And then, you know, Jimbo Fisher and Vic Valori are extremely tight. So it would not surprise me to see Vic go along with Jimbo. And in fact, I think that's probably a need to change to Tallahassee too. All those are, in my estimation, replaceable members of the staff. And, you know, we've been saying they need to have new staff for a long time in Tallahassee anyway. FSU fans should be really happy with getting out from under that $40 million contract, though. One thing with contractually we have to talk about is our sponsors, and that is Louisiana Hot Sauce. Louisiana Hot Sauce, three simple ingredients, one great taste. Been a sponsor for over a year now, our title sponsor, a great hot sauce and a great company to work with. In addition, great places to get some food and put it on is the For the Table Restaurant Group, Madison Social, Centrale, Township, and of course now the new Sodo. So very, very appreciative of all of our sponsors on the Knollcast. Our listenership has just been off the charts, and we love our listeners, for it. I saw a lot of reactions today about you know, from fans. How did Fisher handle this, and could he have handled it better? Could the school have handled it better? Certainly yes to Fisher, and I think also yes to Florida State, although they were in a difficult position given his contract. Ultimately, I think Florida State will learn from this, and I think that maybe some of the things Jimbo Fisher wanted will eventually happen or happen in some form or fashion if the new coach wants them and asks in a more respectful, professional way with an understanding of what Florida State is and what Florida State is not. Fisher did not look to have things on track at Florida State. I mean, he was 26-1 with Jameis Winston, but after Jameis left, and this is not all about Jameis, but it is just it's a very convenient benchmark. Florida State was on a negative trajectory, and recruiting this year was really going down the tubes, and Florida State will look to get on that fast, and I think almost any staff they bring in, they are going to prioritize having good recruiters on the staff because the recruiting landscape has absolutely changed. You have Kirby Smart at Georgia. He's not messing around. You have Mark Richt at Miami. Miami's doing a good job recruiting. Dan Mullen, I think, will have a good staff of recruiters, most likely, in Gainesville. And so you're going to have to have banging recruiters just to keep up where Florida State was, not where they were this year, but where they were in previous years. I think, ultimately, I feel bad for the players that they had to go through this throughout the entire week. You know, they don't tweet a lot, but they certainly they follow along. It stinks to have the feeling, hey, you know, this ship's about to go down, but not have anybody tell you, hey, the captain's leaving. And in this case, that's what was happening to those players. But again, with inside the building, other than the players, there are a lot of people who are very happy, and they see this could move in a positive direction. I think that's very possible, and I think it will. So overall, it's very rarely, you know, win-win situations when you lose a coach to another school, but it's entirely possible that A&M gets a win in Jimbo Fisher and that Florida State gets a win in getting rid of Jimbo Fisher and more specifically the contract that Fisher came with. So we will do a more comprehensive show coming up soon. I apologize for not getting out a Louisiana Monroe preview. It's been a fairly busy week. You can check on Tomahawk Nation for a lot of great written content as well. We have information about Jimbo Fisher's buyout, the hot board if you want to learn more about Willie Taggart. We have the story where we broke the news. We have the sort of big picture thing about Jimbo's career at Florida State and how people will view that, and a lot of other things. That's that. I will put this up, and we will talk to you all soon. I just wanted to get something out for your listening pleasure. I think if you're a Noel today, you have got to be really happy. That's the last thing I'm going to leave this with, because for this reason. There's no way you could afford to fire Jimbo Fisher for quite a while, but if things had gotten bad, and they continue to be bad, and Florida State had a disappointing 2018, then you were going to be stuck with Jimbo Fisher for a long time because you couldn't afford to fire him, and because the suitors for him, if he had turned in a back-to-back bad, you know, another bad year, were going to dry up. This might have been your last chance to get out of a situation that was slowly turning into a potential disaster. And like in the movies, when you exhale, you know, one of those narrow misses, this is probably one of them. You got six great seasons out of the guy, another decent one, and then one really bad one, and now you can move on without having to absorb the bad years. That's pretty solid. We'll talk to y'all soon.